So the Gemara and the Daf of Daf Pei Dalet Amud Aleph brought a brisa. Tanu Rabbanan, Hareza Giteich Al Menas Shetinasi Laploini. So a man gives his wife a get and says that I want this to be your get. Hareya Muteres L'Chaladam. However, I'm giving it to you Al Menas Shetinasi Laploini on the condition that you're going to marry Ploini. And the brisa said Hareza Loitinase L'Chatchila. She is not supposed to marry Ploini because in the Chalas Godom Izeh looks like maybe Nesheim Noisim B'Matana. However, in Nisais LePloini Loitetze that Lachis she could stay married. The Gemara brought another Brisa. It was Rava's Pshat in this Brisa that said that if she would marry somebody else, there the Halacha would be Tetze. So, in short, if somebody gives his wife a get and says Hareza Giteich Al Menasha Tinasi LePloini. The get is a get. It's a get ala tanai, albeit with the caveat that lechatchila she's not supposed to marry Ploini. However, b'diavad it's fine. As it relates to everybody else, no, even b'diavad it's not going to be okay. But the point is that the get is going to be a get. So the Avnei Meluim in Simen Kuf Mem Gimel Sif Katan Aleph, he brings that the Pnei Yeshua muches very, very much in this Gemara. Why is it that if somebody gives a get Al menas shaloi tenasi laploini, yesterday's daf, the previous day's daf, it's mavur that according to the chachamim, one side of the Gemara anyways, the get wouldn't be a get. Yet, if somebody gives a get, al menas shetenasi liploini, over there the halach is that the get would be a get. What's the kasha? Let's think this through together. If somebody gives his wife a get, hare a Muteris l'chalata. Meaning, hareiz negitech al menas shaloi tenasi laploini. However, on the condition that you don't marry Ploini. The Chachamim hold, again, on one side of the Gemara, that ain't zakrisos. And the reason is because a get has to allow the woman to marry anybody that she wants. Being that this get is limiting who she's allowed to marry, because it was given al menas shaloi tenasi laploini. So what comes out is that it's not a proper krisos, and if that's the case, the get is not going to be a get. So frek de pnei Yeshua, memonav shach ben benoy shal memonav shach. This shouldn't be a get. Because over here it was a reason, gitech al menas shetenasi laploini. There's only one person she can marry. So for sure it's not a proper krisos, because any person other than this one yid, if she wanted to marry, she wouldn't be allowed to marry. That means the get didn't accomplish the krisos that it was supposed to krisos. And don't tell me tanayim, because that was also a tanay. And you see, it was a problem on one side of the Gemara. Good, there was a sign in the Gemara that a tanay is not going to be an issue. Oh, but a sign in the Gemara that even a tanay would be a problem. So in that side, it churitza before shabraisa. So what's pashim shah? Al menasha loy tenasi liploini, you can marry anybody but one person, ain't that krisos. But al menasha tenasi liploini, where you can't marry anybody with the exception of one person, that get would be a get. L'churitza pel. This is the kasha that the Pnei Yeshua muches with, that the Avnei Meluim brings. Zok the Pnei Yeshua that maybe what you're going to tell me is that it's not a kasha. Why? Because although it's true, Hareza Gite Chamanasha Tenasi Laploini, she's limited now in terms of who she's allowed to marry. But at the same time, what happens if she does marry Ploini? If she marries Ploini, and then afterwards Nisar Melo Inis Garsha, now in her next marriage, which is her third marriage now, she'll be able to marry anybody that she wants. In other words, the get really was matter her to everybody. Narvas, it was matter ala tanai. The tanai was al menasha tenasi laploini. Okay, so just marry Ploini, and at that point, the original get will come out, will allow you to marry anybody that you wanted to marry. And that's why we don't view it as chutz. But says the Pnei Yeshua, if that's the case, then I have a bomb kasha on the whole previous sugya. Because it was mavur in the Gemara, if somebody says, Hareze gite chutz mi Ploini. So we have to bounce here a little bit. Not al menash loy tenasi li Ploini, but chutz li Ploini. And then she went ahead and she married somebody else. The halacha is, nisar melo'i nisgarsha. It was a machloikis, Rab Shim ben Elazar and the Chacha and Rabbi Eliezer. But Rabbi Eliezer said, that nisar melo'i nisgarsha, what's the halacha? Now, if she wants to marry anybody, she can marry anybody, right? The halacha is shemuteris lozesh and nesra olam. Now she's allowed to go ahead and marry even that person that was chutz. That means that really every single gerushin of chutz has in it the possibility that at some future day she'll be mutter to that person that was chutz.
What has to happen? She has to get married to someone in the interim, and she has to be Nisar Maloy Niskash, which is exactly what the Tanai here is on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph. Yet we see the Chachamim hold Aliba de Kuli Alma, that's not even a question, that if someone's Megarish Shanisha Chutz, the halacha is that it's not going to be a Gerishin. It's a Freit de Pnei Yeshua, Mamon of Shach. Festakasha. Nachal. Hareis Negite Chamanasha Tanasi Laploini. The halacha is the get is a get. Freit de Pnei Yeshua, why is the get a get? L'chayra, it's not a krisus. It's only allowing you to marry Pliny. Oh, I know what you're going to tell me. You're going to tell me, but once you marry Pliny, at that point, you can marry anyone else if you're a Nisar Maloy Niskarsha. So it comes out the get really was Matthew to allow you to marry anybody. Well, if that's the case, then every single Gerish and Bechutz should be not a Gerish and Bechutz either. Because every Gerish and Bechutz, if she goes in and marries one of the people she was allowed to marry, Vinisar Maloy Niskarsha, then Daloch Isha Muteris Azashan Esther Olaf. Then she can marry the person that she wasn't allowed to marry. So every Gerish and Bechutz works that way. And Afal Pikain Sidos to give him Chutz. So Zok to Pnei Yeshua, don't tell me that the Teretz to this Kasha of Almanash Tanasi Laploini is because just marry Ploini and then you'll be mutter to everybody. Because if that's the case, then take the whole sugi of chutz and discard it. It doesn't make sense. Because every chutz works the same exact way. Azoi mutcha to Pnei Yeshua. Now the Pnei Yeshua over there, based on this kasha, handles a shita sarambam that's a shtickle beyond the scope. Only a little beyond, but it's beyond the scope of what we're doing right now. Ayin shan, vitehenna. But the bottom line is, oktavni maluim, davaliner, it's pasha. The chilik between hareis nekite chamanasha tanasi Laploini versus Hareza Giteh Amanasha Loitanasi Laploini or Hareza Giteh Chutzmi Ploini is Poshit Adlamoy. The lum, this is so clear, and I think it brings the Sugya to life a little bit. Again, this is a Toyameh Chaim Zachu, but like we said, Epis we had to speak out over here. Says the Amni Meluim, the Chilik is Poshit. The Chilik is when a man says Hareza Giteh Amanasha Tanasi Laploini. So what happened? You gave his wife a get. Oh, Tanai. What was the Tanai? Not that you're going to give me Masayim Zuz. Not the Tanai is that you're going to take care of my father. You're going to nurse my child. Not the Tanai is in Bossi, I'm Loi Bossi, in Macy, I'm Loi Macy. The Tanai was you're going to marry Pliny. The glumness of what just happened is the man gave his wife a regular get. A get that has no limitations. It's a regular, full-fledged get that you can marry anybody in the world you want. But there's a catch. The get's only a get if you marry Pliny. That catch is Mernita Tanai Ba'alma. Now, until you marry Pliny, you're going to be very limited by the get. 100%. Just like if the get was Amanasha Titnili Masayim Zuz, until you give me 200 Zuz, you're going to be very limited. In fact, it won't be a get. It's the same thing. Unless you marry Pliny, it won't be a get. But be Mekayim the Tanai, and the minute you Mekayim the Tanai, the get is going to come with full force, and it's going to be a full-fledged get. Mahadrin mina mahadrin bashkochas abadats. It's a regular get, albeit ala Tanai. And therefore, being that it's a regular get, albeit ala Tanai, and you could be Mekayim the Tanai, and when you're Mekayim the Tanai, now you'll be mutter to everybody, so that if Nisarmala Niskarsha from this second Ploini, the Halacha should be able to marry anybody that she wants, so where's the limitation in the get? There's no chutz, it's not a tzushtal to the sugis in Perek HaMegarish. However, if somebody gives a get, and he says, muteres l'chal adam, chutz mi Ploini. Over there, the Halacha is, the etzin get was never matter l'Ploini. Now, Zok, the Avni Meluim, the Pnei Shua's Kasha was, what do you mean? She can marry someone else. And when she marries somebody else, Rabbi Eliezer said, at that point, if she was Nisarmala or she was Nisgarsha, the halach is Shemuteris Lazesh and Nesra Olaf. Now, all of a sudden, she's going to be mutter to that Pliny. But Zok, the Avni Meluim, here's the punchline. Why is she going to be mutter to that Pliny now? She's mutter to that Pliny because when she gets married to a second person, now all of a sudden the chutz of the original get goes away? What's the logic in that? It makes no sense. The reason she becomes mutter, Rashi and Tosfos in yesterday's daf spoke out very, very clearly, is because what we say is that although the original marriage had in it a carve-out, chutz mi ploini, but once she marries somebody else, we look away from the original marriage it gets submerged, it's Nisroikna, the Lashon of the Rishonim, into the second marriage, and the only marriage we reckon with is the second marriage. In other words, a woman can't really be married to two people at the same time, right? Yesterday's daf notwithstanding. It's not possible. So if somebody says, Hariyat Muteres L'chaladim Chutz Miploini, then the halach is once she marries somebody else, even if she's Nisamala Niskarsha, that whole Chutz is gone. You know why? Because the Chutz is from a marriage that happened in history. It's not a current marriage anymore. And because it's not a current marriage anymore, so it's for that reason, I don't really care about that. And being that I don't care about that, that's the reason this Amalah and Neskash Allah, she's going to be mutter to everybody. And Shemuteris Lazesh and Nesra Olav. Here's the Knech. The reason if she gets married to somebody and then she's in Samuel and Eskarsha from a Gerish and Chutz, the Allah, she's mutter to the person that she was Nesra Olav, is not because of Gloy Muslim afraid that the get was mad to her. It's because that whole marriage is gone. Poof. It's done. It's over. It's history. The reason is because the only marriage is the second marriage. The second marriage, she's a regular grush, she's a regular amana. Therefore, she's going to be mutter to everybody. In the case where I raise a gita chamanasha tenasi l'ploini, when she marries ploini and then she's in samar l'neskarsha, the reason she's mutter is because of the original get. In the case of chutz, when she marries somebody else and then she's in samar l'neskarsha, the reason she's mutter is because that marriage went away. But that get never fixed itself. And being that get never fixed itself, that get started off as a get b'chutz. It died as a get b'chutz. There was never going to be a tzad that it wasn't going to be a get chutz. And being there was never going to be a tzad, it wasn't going to be a get chutz. Therefore, the chum hold, the get's not going to be a get. As opposed to Amanasha Tenasi Laploini, over here, once she marries Ploini, at that point, the get is a regular get. And being that the get is a regular get, so it comes out, it's not going to be an issue with chutz. So Amanasha Tenasi Laploini, the get's a get. Why? Because all she has to do is marry Ploini, and that in and of itself is going to be okay. Let's just speak this out a little bit better. What about Almanasha Loy Tenasi LaPloini? See, that's a problem, because there she can never marry Ploini. And being that she can never marry Ploini, so that get La'olam Va'ed is always going to be a get of Chutz, because she never has the ability to marry Ploini. So this is a get that a man gave his wife, albeit Pitnayim. I understand, we're going according to that side in the Baya in the beginning of the Parak. But being that get will La'olam Va'ed limit her from marrying one person, that's enough for it to be Chutz. But this get will never La'olam Va'ed limit her anything. Because even though right now she's limited, she can't marry anybody with the exception of one person, but once she marries that person and then she's in Simon Linus Gabs, then she can marry everybody. So it comes out to get Be'etzin that Smusa is allowing her to marry everybody. I will tell me if we cheshbin the second marriage, the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha, let's cheshbin the second marriage with Gerish and Chutz. No, Chutz is different, because Chutz, the way Chutz works is that when she gets married for the second time, it's Nisroikno, the first Ishus into the second Ishus. The first Ishus is gone, however it works in Lamdas. But now all we see is the second Ishus. All you see now is the second Ishus. So the first get never really was matter for everybody. Now she's mutter to everybody. That's because the first issue is gone. But what was negeya, the get, that get was never matter for everybody. And if it was never matter for everybody, so it's for that reason, the halacha is there, it's going to still be considered a gerishin of chutz. There's no way to farecht the gerishin of chutz, meaning the lumdus of how chutz works and how almanas works is playing itself out very much in this avnei meluim, and this Pnei Yeshua, again, this is just the Toyamel, Ten L'chachon V'yech Gamayit, but the bottom line is, just to bring out a little bit, why Almanasha Loi Tenasi L'Ploini is a problem, but Almanasha Tenasi L'Ploini is not a problem, even though in Svara, it would seem to be a little bit counterintuitive. But the MS is, it's just the opposite. Almanasha Loi Tenasi L'Ploini, L'Olam Va'ed, you're going to be bound by the Loi Tenasi L'Ploini, so this chutz, the shear, is going to be here forever. As opposed to Almanasha Tenasi L'Ploini, it won't necessarily be here forever. Marry Ploini, and once you marry Ploini, it's going to come out that this get was really Matthew for everybody. So if this get was already Matthew to everybody, so in that case, it comes out that really there is no shear. That's the first time.